It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, May 8th, 2019. Today's the birthday of English novelist and poet John Meade Faulkner, born in 1858 in Wiltshire. He is best known for his 1898 novel Moonfleet, a tale of smuggling, royal treasure, and shipwreck. The book was extremely popular among children worldwide up until the 1970s, mostly for its themes of adventure and its gripping storyline. It remains widely read and is even now sometimes still studied in schools. 3 years earlier, he published The Lost Stradivarius, a short novel of ghosts and the evil that can be invested in an object, in this case an extremely fine Stradivarius violin. After finding the violin in a hidden compartment in his college rooms, the protagonist, a wealthy young heir, becomes increasingly secretive, as well as obsessed by a particular piece of music, which seems to have the power to call up the ghost of the violin's previous owner. Returning from England to Italy, the story involves family love, lordly depravity, and the tragedy of obsession, all conveyed in a high, serious tone not uncommon in late Victorian literature. An extremely successful businessman as well, Faulkner became chairman of the arms manufacturer Armstrong Whitworth during World War I. Faulkner spent much of his childhood in Dorchester and Weymouth and was educated at Marlborough College and Hertford College, Oxford, graduating with a degree in history in 1882. After university, he was master at Derby School, then went to Newcastle as tutor to the family of Sir Andrew Noble. In his business travels around the world, Faulkner became a collector of antiquarian treasures of all kinds. After his retirement from Armstrong Whitworth in 1921, he became honorary reader in paleography at the University of Durham, as well as honorary librarian to the Dean and Chapter Library of Durham Cathedral. Faulkner fell in love with Durham, and although he spent his later years traveling frequently, he called Durham his home, living in the Divinity House, now the University Music School, on Palace Green, in front of the cathedral from 1902 until his death in 1932 at age 74. Faulkner is buried at St. John the Baptist Church in Burford. In addition to three novels and his poetry, which gets scant notice these days, he also wrote three topographical guides and a history of Oxfordshire. The brief notice of his death in the London Guardian made no mention of his poems or his novels, and noted that he left an estate of £210,000, including a £500 bequest to the Pope for the use of the Vatican Library, in appreciation for the courtesies extended to him there during early periods of study in his younger days. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 8th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.